Numbers 2:9. Break camp first. I want to talk to you about being in the front row for Jesus. In the book of Numbers chapter 2, we see the tribes and the leaders of the armies. You can read this chapter on your own if you like, but I want to look at verse 9. The Bible says, "All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Judah, 186,400, these shall break camp first." When I read this last phrase of verse 9, I think of these people as being somewhat of the leaders. They're going for it. They're pressing in. They're in the first row. They're in the front seat. I believe that the Lord would tell you and I today that it is His desire that we come back to our first love, that we come back to the front row. Sometimes we can grow complacent in our Christian walk. New believers in Jesus Christ can sometimes be more passionate about Jesus than somebody who has been a Christian for years. The new believer is often hungry, wanting to know more about this one who laid his life down for them. Whereas the Christian for years might begin to sink back in their walk. "Oh, we're going through the book of Luke again at church. I've heard that book 3 times now. I'm just going to hang out in the back row." If that's your attitude today, the Lord is calling you back into the front. Remember what Jesus said to the church there in Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Leaving your first love for Jesus is not where you want to be in your walk. Mr. Adrian Dupree, a world-renowned evangelist, has a super powerful message entitled The Four Chairs. It is the Lord's desire that we be in the first chair, to be in the front row, to break camp first. I want to share some biblical examples of those who preferred to pick up the rear, to kind of hang back and not be in the front. If you turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 25, we'll look at verses 17 through 18. The Bible says, "Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt, how he met you on the way and attacked your rear ranks, all the stragglers at your rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God." The people that were in the rear, the stragglers, those that were tired, complacent in their walk, got picked off by the enemy. So too, if you, if I, are not pressing into the presence of the Lord, but rather hanging back, we can become victims to the enemy. Another biblical example of not being in the first row is found in Numbers chapter 32. You can read it on your own, but I'll sum it up. The Bible tells us that the children of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh saw the land of Yazer and the land of Gilead, that it was a region to grow livestock. However, the problem was, is that this region was on the east side of the Jordan. The Lord had instructed the people to cross over the Jordan into the land flowing with milk and honey. However, over a course of time, something horrible happens. The region got totally polluted spiritually. The most messed up person in the whole Bible ended up living in this region. Who was that person? His name was Legion. You can read about him in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. What initially looked good turned into a nest of satanic oppression. Initially, they grew their children, sheep, and cattle, but the region became so defiled that they were now raising pigs. Pork meat is not kosher in the Jewish diet. Something drastic happened in this region, and I personally believe it was because the children of Israel, those 3 tribes, wanted to stay behind instead of pressing in and being in the front. If you have fallen away, it's time that you come back to your first love. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, where I have slipped away, please forgive me. I desire to be in the front and hand in hand with you. Please be Lord of my life and totally inhabit me. Please use me mightily. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.